The president of the ARC Foundation, a non-governmental organization, Angela Dramnabwaje, has called on government to assist civil society groups that deal with abuse survivors. She said NetRight, which is a women's civil society advocacy group, finds it difficult to provide the needed care, such as resettlement and medical assistance, to these survivors because they are expensive. Mrs. Dramnabwaje made the call at a national consultative meeting on strengthening the participation of women and issues that affect them. Priscilla Swansa and Patience Ubede sat in for Radio Ghana.
Mrs. Dramnabwaje said an important aspect of dealing with abuse survivors is the ability to provide the needed psychological assistance and the means of livelihood. She said financial constraints make this impossible, thereby rendering civil society organizations helpless in their endeavor to assist such persons. Mrs. Dramnabwaje also cited instances where these organizations cannot follow up on some cases because of the lack of funds. Addressing women on improving on their position in society, a convener with NetRight, Ekria Brichum, stated that the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW, which is the principal global policy-making body, is one that dedicates itself to gender equality and advancement of women.
These meetings have impacted on the lives of the Ghanaian women. First of all, the women's machinery, for example, was part of the commitment that Ghana had to make. The NCW, the National Council on Women Development, was set up in 1975, and it was as a result of Ghana's commitment that it had made. We've also had several legislations, domestic violence, and the fact that Ghana is also part of the crafting of the CEDA. So as a result of that, Ghana is obliged to respect all these commitments that have made. So the Domestic Violence Bill Act now is setting up a and the committee around domestic violence. These are all things that are arising out of Ghana's commitment.
Madam Brichum said women organizations are looking forward to working hand in hand with the Ministry of Women's and Children's Affairs and present common problems of Ghanaian women at next year's summit, which will be on the theme gender-based violence with emphasis on women and girls.
A report was filed by Priscilla Uswansa and Patience Zogwede.